Would your life be easier if every time you did something really cool, you had a choir show up on the spot to sing your praises? Today, I will share where to find that amazing group of fans. From Maui, Hawaii, I'm Lucky, and this is Quiet Your Mind Chatter. Mind chatter may seem helpful when it tells you to get out of bed and go running, but if you pay attention to the words that it uses, you'll see that it is unhelpful when it tells you you'd better get your lazy ass out of bed or you will turn back into that fat blob that you were before you started running. This form of motivation is cancerous. What was the clue? Lazy ass, fat blob. Put downs work against your goal of health and happiness. Of course, it's important to move your body on a regular basis. When you get out of bed and go running, this helps your physical health, it helps your mental health, it helps you to feel better in your spirit. If being a competitive runner fills up your emotional tank, then by all means, go for the gold. But be wary when the voice tries to override your body's messages. Mind chatter may tell you that you are a wonderful person when you get up in the wee hours and you go running. However, it will not tell you that you are a wonderful person when you hear and obey your body's cries of exhaustion and allow yourself to take a break from your workout routine. The voice will not tell you that you are a wonderful person when you opt out of the race because of an injury. It will never tell you the truth that you are a wonderful person, period. Mind chatter does not offer unconditional love. That's what we're practicing, is unconditional love. I love myself and I know that I'm a wonderful person, period. I'm a wonderful person when I get up and go running. I'm a wonderful person when I sleep in. I'm a wonderful person when I'm on the injured list. I am a wonderful person. That is your true voice. That is not the voice of mind chatter. Training for a race or preparing for any kind of accomplishment, working towards any kind of achievement can be so good in so many ways. But when mind chatter dangles your self-worth like a carrot, insisting that you train in a certain way or perform in a certain way in order to have value, recognize the message as a lie. As a newborn baby, you were infinitely valuable. You are just as valuable now. Nothing that you do or don't do has the power to decrease your value. At the moment of your birth, your higher power, all of your angels and spirit guides, all of the birds in the sky, every tree and every forest and every fish in the ocean cheered in celebration of your arrival. Woot, woot! When the voice whispers that you need to do something, or you need to achieve something, or you need to change yourself into someone else before you can truly be loved, turn your focus instead to your angels who are at this moment still dancing with delight, exalting your magnificence. When you allow the voice to fall silent, you will hear from your true inner self that you are unconditionally loved. Your wellness tool. When you start feeling less than, close your eyes, unless you're driving, and imagine your angels dancing in celebration of how freaking awesome you are right now. Your angels don't care that you just charged something on your credit card that maybe you shouldn't have. Your angels do not care that you said something hurtful or that you wrecked your diet, or you wrecked your relationship, or you wrecked your new car. They see the real you, the amazing you. So get up out of that chair and start dancing right along with them. Today, we celebrate you. Today, we remember that your true inner voice offers unconditional love. Mind Chatter's approval is conditional, and you can never satisfy those conditions. No matter what you achieve or fail to achieve, you are valuable. You have a choir of angels singing your praises for being you. Not for doing, simply for being you. For more tips on how to hush up that mind chatter, connect with me through wellnesswithlucky.com, on YouTube and Facebook at Wellness with Lucky, or on Instagram at, you guessed it, Wellness Lucky. I love helping people. That's why I became a personal coach. Actually, I was called by HP, my higher power, to be a coach, which you can hear about in the episode Divine Grace and a Sense of Humor. If you are looking for a coach to find some direction and support, then I'm your gal. Maybe, or maybe not. I don't really know. I can't predict the future. I'm busy trying to stay present in the moment. But if you want to check out my coaching options, there's a quick video on my website with more information. That's at wellnesswithlucky.com.